Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It feels like 10 years ago. So, like, honestly, I don't remember.
Were you floored when you heard it?
I wasn't expecting them to do it.
I didn't think they were actually going to do it. I didn't think they actually... I've said it since the year ended that it was... Or not even just since the year. I think I was saying it before the year ended that they needed to get out of the Laramie Tunsil business.
Yeah, and I always disagree with that. Like, for the reasons... Like, I didn't necessarily subscribe to all of the, let's say, values that y'all had on what Laramie Tunsil did or didn't bring to the table. Like, I didn't care as much about the whole leadership thing and not showing up to mini camps and stuff. Like, Clint's the ball player, and I know you were into that too, but, like, that just... The fact that he was good was good enough for me to keep him around. Now, I did understand the whole aspect of if you're trying to set a particular tone as an offensive line, like if you want a specific level of toughness, griminess, grittiness, and maybe even accountability that Laramie Tunsil might not necessarily be the greatest example in terms of leadership in that kind of way, more so of a quiet guy, lead by example. I'm just going to play my game, so to speak. But, yeah, I could understand wanting more out of your leaders and wanting leadership to look that different. And honestly, for me, I didn't turn on Laramie Tunsil until, what was the fall start game, the Minnesota game, where he had like three or four of them?
And then he came out after the game and blamed it on the officials.
And so for me, that was the time where I was like, okay, I think we can directly tie some of the performance or lack thereof to some of the lack of preparation in the offseason in terms of getting there on time or getting there when everybody else gets there. Because why are you the one guy? You're the most talented guy, the most highly paid guy, but for whatever reason, you the one that don't have the snap count right, that don't have the timing of the snap count right, and everybody else does. So that was my biggest issue. But other than that, like to me, I'm looking at it, the offensive line is bad. He the only good one. I would have understood why they would keep him. But also, they got business decisions to make, and they're trying to set a tone.
Yeah, that's my thing. My thing was the tone thing. And it felt like that they needed it to be set with that group in particular.
Yeah.
Hard
to argue with.
And he just like I continue to say, Laramie Tunsil can play in the league. Like, there are teams where you would feel and say, hey, Laramie Tunsil, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, Cincinnati, Washington is probably one.
Made sense for Houston, as controversial as the trade was, the initial trade to Houston was with Miami. He made sense for them at the time.
Because he can play, but it feels like D'Amico was looking for a certain type of team and leader up front, and I did feel that Laramie's get down rubbed off to others around, others in that room around him.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that's fair to him, but I did. It felt like you had a lot of guys that kind of went that way.
I don't know about that.
I think that was a part of my thought.
Yeah, no, I think there was really only one that I would say that that's the case, and that'd be Tytus Howard. And he's the one that's still around that they've played at pretty much every position except right guard and center. But, like, in terms of, like, the him rubbing off on other guys, I think it just came down to, like, the other guys just weren't good enough. Like, whether he rubbed off on them or not, his talent damn sure didn't. Because they themselves, and I would blame this on them and not Laremy Tunsil, they got Kenyon Green was not good. The guard that they drafted, the center that they drafted, got benched for an interior offensive lineman that they drafted much later in Jared Patterson. And so the center position has been a turnstile for 2 years, for more than that now. The right guard position took a drop off. And Shaq Mason, who I don't think Laremy Tunsil had an impact on, because Shaq Mason's won Super Bowls and is a leader in his own right, he just not good anymore. And then there's Tytus Howard, who I do think there's something to that, but I'm not sure how much that has necessarily hurt Tytus Howard as much as injuries have and being moved all around the offensive line. I understand not necessarily getting down with his get down or the sensibilities that he had, because I think it offended a lot of people that, hey, one of your leaders and highest paid guys doesn't feel like he cares more. It doesn't feel like he wants to show up. It doesn't feel like he's
fans. Are you talking about to the teammates?
I think that's the fans mostly that internalize that.
There's some people in the locker room that make.
I don't think people in the locker room felt that way. Okay. No. I think that's the sensibility based on the fan base. And the interesting part is how much of that translated to the front office. Like, the people that are at – because think about it. Honestly, if we're just being honest about it, it don't matter what his teammates thought. They're not making the decisions. It's the people upstairs. How did that rub – did that rub them the wrong way the same way it did the fans? I think the people inside the locker room like Laremy by and large. But did D'Amico and Nick Caserio necessarily like –
have an issue with his get down?
That their highest paid guy – didn't always feel like he cared about winning as much as some of the other guys did.
And I think that's a part of the tone setting, yeah. Right? And yes, obviously those guys' talent has probably hurt them, and their ability to pick up what they should be doing has hurt them. But I also think it helped that the tone setter kind of moves the way he does, and I think it did rub off, especially the younger guys. But that has happened, and I agree with the move, but... Brandon,
what are they doing? What are we doing, dog?
Like, where they're at right now, and this is, and maybe the Texans have it different than what I'm seeing in many depth charts that the Texans have. But what I am seeing is Tytus Howard at left guard or left tackle, Tomlinson, who they got for $4 million. Lincoln Tomlinson, former Jet, former Duke Blue Devil, at left guard. Jarrett Patterson at center. Juice Scruggs at right guard. And then Blake Fisher at right tackle. That is what I am seeing here. And again, I am someone who agreed with the thought of moving on from Laremy Tunsil and getting out of that business. But I also agreed and believed it came with, you're going to bring in a surefire, at least one surefire, big-time, well-invested free agent, at least one. I would have hoped for two. This here, and of course, this does not mean this is it, okay?
It can't be.
It does not mean this is it.
Except it can be.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, even if they draft in the first round, I'm still not. Because I'm telling you what I'm basing this off of is trying to get past the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
Yep.
Right? You're trying to get into that game.
That's the standard.
Nick and D'Amico said, we're right there knocking on the door. Now we got to kick it down. You ain't kicking a damn thing down with Tytus, Tomlinson, Patterson, Scruggs, and Fisher. So I got to believe there is more moves there. Now, I'm a bit concerned because we have looked and there is a whole host of people, including Becton, who just went off the board for what, $10 million?
Yep.
Per?
$10 million a year, yep.
For 2 years. Two years, 20. That deal. Seems very doable.
Yep.
Zeitler, one for nine.
One for nine.
Right? Now, I'm not saying
to a division rival at that.
Now, and Will Fries goes, he gets big money for 80 plus million. Banks gets big money from the Packers. Dahlman, who I know Clint was really high on and wanted potentially to look at center. Those guys are all off. Now, I, even though I follow and cover this team, I didn't know that Joe Tooney was on the block. So maybe there is another team that has a guard that's not on the block that the Texans are working with. But I am willing and understand, we'll sit here and give them a chance because they didn't just stumble on moving on from Laramie Tunsil they did it.
No way.
They knew when they were going to do it, so there has to be a plan. And I just know it ain't Tomlinson or Ed who they got on the bench backing up. That can't be it. And I'm just waiting to see what it is. Because this can't be. You cannot come out and say, we got to protect C.J. Stroud from getting hit like this, and then this is the response.
Well, I would go to this, Ron. Man, they needed a better plan than this, even if they had kept Tunsil, right?
Yes, if Tunsil was.
Yeah. Even if Tunsil was still here, their issues were from guard to guard. And you wanted them to get better from. And so I think you feel like Tomlinson at least is a more accomplished guard than Kenyon Green. But the recent tape and the feeling is not like you've really, even if you've upgraded that position, it doesn't feel like you've adequately addressed it. So to me, this
is
something.
You're not AFC championship game upgraded. No. Position, especially when Patterson and Juice Scruggs are the ones sitting next to him.
This is not good enough. Like, there's no way around it.
And they got
no, there's
it.
No need to sugarcoat it. This is not good enough. It's not over. I'm not saying that this is the end of the world because they got the whole offseason to figure it out, or at least a couple of more months.
What can they do?
To figure it out. But that, there's my issue. It's hard to necessarily see what that answer is. Now, maybe there is a Joe Tooney type of example out there. Maybe there is a, and I mentioned this last week, a guard version of the Joe Mixon deal that they made last year. Like, maybe that's out there, like where they, a guy that's about to get cut and they just trade for him, right? Nick Caserio likes to accumulate these late round picks where he wheels and deals and gets a player randomly. They could still do that, but as it stands now, this does not breed confidence whatsoever that the offensive line issues were going to be fixed. And that's with or without Laramie Tunsil.
You can't look at this and say, all we needed was to do this and with better coaching.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Better coaching is not going to help you not get knocked on your ass.
Because right now, I'm not
saying, if that's what it comes down to.
I'm not saying this is the case. Right now, the way it looks, because as I've said before, I believe Nick and D'Amico are good football people and are not putting themselves in a situation like this. I'm just having a hard time seeing it right now, which what's left on the market. And as we said, there's got to be something else in the works. But right now, this looks like they just saw a great deal that got him a bunch of picks for this year and next year with Laramie Tunsil, and they wanted to move off that and they wanted to get Blake Fisher on the field. And they didn't really have a plan on what they were going to do the rest of the way. That's the way it looks right now. I don't believe that is the case. I am waiting for them to bring in a sure, because I'm not going to say, even if it's a rookie.
Yeah, but
even if it's a rookie right now, we just watched that. Yeah. That wouldn't bring me to a point where I'm like, yo, this is it now.
There's also that part about how they've been bad at this. Like, they have not shown themselves to be good at this offensive line thing over this stretch. Under Nick Caserio, since D'Amico's been here, like the current regime has not shown itself to be good at evaluating and acquiring offensive linemen, because the offensive line has not been good.
I want to hear from people. I really do. I just honestly, I want to get a sense of how people.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellini and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.